shoo. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, y'all. It's Tammy Jo.
Hey, what's up? It's Jules.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Salty Soul. Episode 200 in the house. What's up, kid? How you doing? How you doing? I love the Trump hat.
I got a story about this.
Let's go.
Hat.
We're all fucking domestic terrorists. Let's go.
Exactly. We're all in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's episode 200 of The Salty Show. We've gotten this far, and we're going to do another 200. We'll see how long that takes us, though, at the rate we're going.
We've gone this far, and we haven't been fired.
Exactly. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on this episode, we're going to talk about the whole Martha's Vineyard fiasco. If you've been living under the rock, you got to hear what DeSantis is doing, what Greg Abbott is doing. A lot of the Republican states are figuring out that, hey, we can play at this game too. So I'm loving it. Also, wokeism has taken over everything. We've talked about this before, but we're going to dive a little bit into it again. Another issue here with Disney. Have you guys seen the trailer for the new Little Mermaid?
No, I have.
No? All right. We're going to talk about all that and more on this 200th episode of The Salty Show.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Yeah, woo, everybody's here. I love it.
Yay.
Crazy.
Hey, well, your text message was a little threatening.
What?
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 You just got threatened?
No, Saul's text message to everybody.
Oh. What?
I need everybody to be here.
Oh,
for 200 episodes. Be there.
Be there, bitches.
Okay.
I say that for Heidi.
Be there or we're going to send the ATF to your house.
Hey, exactly.
So real quick, did you know? I did not know this, but did you know that the number one cause of obesity is white supremacy?
What? You know? Duh. Everything is white supremacy.
I know we got other shit to talk about, but I learned that this week, that wokeism has now declared that the reason why they're fat is because of white people.
What?
You can't make this shit up, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot think it. Just when you thought that you heard the craziest shit in the world, and but people are sticking up for it. Then she was like, oh, yeah, they like their spices and everything else.
Tell them the logic, right? Because the way they come to, come to the conclusion, jump to the conclusion of how whites are responsible for the obesity. Oh, yeah. I think you're talking about the same video that I saw. Either it was TikTok or something. Who posted this? So this girl is talking about.
They all posted it.
Yeah. So this girl is talking about how the whites had slaves and then therefore they changed their diet. And because they changed their diet, now, you know, they've gotten fatter. And so because of white supremacy and slavery, that is the not your hand reaching over for that third burger. No.
No, 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 no,
no.
Exactly. Put down the chips, bitch. Put down the chips. Nope. Get on a treadmill. Nope.
You're making me eat this.
White people are the problem for fatness.
Yeah. By the way, Samantha, how much have you lost on your journey?
I'm at 12 pounds, I will say, in 2 weeks. I mean, that's fine. I will need to put out there that 2 days. So last week, so each week I've done like at least like a cheat day. I feel like we talked about that. It kind of like doesn't totally like mess up your progress, but it like holds it. Right. And then, you know,
yeah,
you got to get back going
like
down.
3 days.
So Friday was my birthday. Woody woo, 38.
Happy birthday.
Oh, shit. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy 200. I didn't know you were Virgo with me.
Oh, you did?
I just
your
had
birthday?
My birthday.
That's right. Your birthday too. Happy birthday.
I did not realize we were both Virgos.
When was yours, Heidi?
The 6th.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're like 10 days apart.
Cool.
We're like, so on your cheat days, what are you eating?
White supremacy is the cheat day.
What are you eating on your cheat days?
They're making me do it. You're making me eat this. I had Mexican food.
Oh, well, the
one time. And then
white supremacy.
One time. And then
yeah,
the other
damn,
time I forget.
Tacos.
But I just like have the stuff I want. But I just try to do one meal, not like the whole day. So not really a cheat.
So what's like the whitest thing
it's
you eat in your cheat day?
Yeah, tacos. Do you think you're not here?
Mexican. Yeah.
God damn it.
Queso.
White
queso.
Supremacy. Those
eats,
damn white, you know, Hispanics.
She eats Mexican.
She keeps telling us she eats Mexican, but what's his name?
Oh. No.
Oh,
no,
wow.
She's married.
Leave it to Jeremy.
Okay.
Party foul.
It was a joke. It was a joke. Jeez.
His name? Nelson.
All right. Let's.
Okay, now Heidi. We're just.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah, and this part is going to be deleted, cut off. Heidi. What do you got for us today, Heidi, on the Healing with Heidi? It's been a couple weeks since we've done one of these, so we need
I am not
it,
healed.
Guys.
It has I'm been. Angry. Yeah. You talked about having a sexual problem, but I'm very angry. So maybe this healing will help both our problems.
Does Jeremy need to lay you too?
No, but this might help both our problems. Stop. Maybe you'll get laid after the show and I'll be less angry.
I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, I don't think it works that way anyway. But okay.
We'll see.
So unfortunately, I'm pulling from Margaret Thatcher again, so I don't know how much healing we're going to do in this, but well, just because it's not the healing side of it, but it is going to be, I'm sure, along with some of what will be discussed here soon. Wow. That's an aggressive look, Tim. Look, there's my books right there. I can get a different, just speak. You want me to heal you instead?
Just speak, woman.
Okay. Get to the point.
Being Democrat is not enough. Whoa. A majority cannot turn what is wrong into right. In order to be considered truly free, countries must also have a deep love of liberty and an abiding respect for the rule of law. In the end, more than freedom, they wanted security. They wanted a comfortable life, and they lost it all. Security, comfort, and freedom. When the Athenians finally wanted not to give to society, but for society to give to them, when the freedom they wished for most was freedom from responsibility, then Athens ceased to be free and was never free again.
Very true. Yes. What was the quote from, Patrick Henry? Give me liberty or give me death. Yeah. That's the thing with Americanism. You know, people don't like to admit this, but that is one of the things that founded this country was liberty over a lot of things, right? It was the idea that, you know, a government that was across the ocean was not going to tax, you know, and without representation. So, you know, they created a revolution out of that. And here we are 200 some years later about to lose it because to your point and to Margaret Thatcher's point, some people value to be taken care of over liberty. And you see that, you saw that in the mandates. Some people were like, no, I want to, you know, the government can force me to stay inside. Relinquish my responsibility for my own safety. And they said the government gets to dictate that. So that's, and I think it's the modern time, right? Maybe we can get back to it. We'll talk about that, but that is a great point. I don't know how much healing that is, but it you know, if we go back to it.
It's inspiring.
It actually is healing because people need to realize that the way to defeat all this is that you have to understand your history. And the history of Americanism is basically give me liberty or give me death. You know what I mean? Freedom. We're an idea. This isn't something that our rights are, you know, God-given rights. They're not something that, you know, that is given to you by government. No, this is something above government. You know, that's what people need to remember.
Yeah. The pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, right? Life, liberty, and happiness, not rule of law, not tell you how to live your life, not what you can and can't do with your world, your body, your whatever, you know, whatever the hot topic is that's today. It was life, liberty, and happiness. And that's what you were supposed to be in pursuit of. And to this day, you should still be, right? I mean, that's a big thing that I think people are missing is the happiness and the freedom to do what you want to do with your life. Stop blaming everybody else around you and take charge and take control over you. Be responsible for you.
That part.
And if you can do that, everything else is going to fall in line and you won't have anybody else to blame anymore. And by God, you're going to find happiness in that also. You're going to find a life. You're going to find your freedoms. You're going to find your happiness. But we have to just take charge of that piece of what our founding fathers gave to us.
100%.
Life, liberty, and happiness, crying out loud.
So this weekend, you know, Friday and Saturday, I was texting Saul, but I was at the Turning Point event at the Arizona Grand Hotel, defeating the Great Reset. And that's what a lot of this was. Yeah, they went into, you know, explaining to you what the Great Reset was and showing all this stuff about Schwab, but they were like, look, people need to wake. Like, this is a great awakening of this country where people are refinding the the history of America and what America stands for, and they don't want to give it up. And we are at that cusp of, if things go one way or another, it's gone and you'll never get it back. Because once you give up your freedoms and your liberty, they will never give it back. And that is true for any regime, government, whatever. The minute the people submit to the government and say, we take care of us, you will never get a single freedom back unless you wind up fighting for it. And that right now is something to fight for. And that's healing to me.
Yeah, I agree. To your point, Tim, you guys see me, unfortunately for the listener, you guys can't see me, but I'm wearing my new Trump hat. And I was out this weekend.
It's a pretty dope one. I like that.
Dude. Okay. So let me tell you this. So I was out this weekend, the normal pizza bar place that I go to. And, obviously I always wear my Trump hat, right? So this time I had the camel, you know, orange MAGA in front. And I started wearing it like loud and proud ever since Biden, you know what I mean? Like I've always worn it, but you know, I'm like, now I'm like, just fuck it. You know, and so what usually happens is, you know, I get a few people come in and, you know, they'll be like, hey, man, I really like your hat, and give me like a shake my hand or whatever, you know. And then there was these two guys sitting at the end of the bar and, you know, they're like, hey, man, I really like your hat. And this guy starts talking to me. Dude, I worked for Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago. This guy. Yeah. And so he's like, dude, I love the guy. He had a Trump International gear and everything. He tells me, bro, let me take you to my dad's house. He's got gear. He volunteers for this. He does this. He's blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So I'm like, yeah, man, that's pretty dope. So we got to talking, connecting. I end up going to his house. He gives me like two more hats. And he's like, bro, I'm going to give you some gear, you know, whatever. And he's like, was all happy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's something that's like, to Tim's point, that's something that's new. I think a lot of people are starting to realize we got to start connecting here. We got to start being more active and more vocal because how these leftist regimes and these tactics have worked in the past is they make people feel shame for their ideas, for their beliefs. Mm-hmm. And that's how they are able to suppress. So the way to fight it back is punch back. And the way you punch back is by wearing it proudly. You know, everything that Biden said about, you know, we're domestic terrorists. Fuck them. Fuck them. And
never apologize.
Even on the way to the place, because I got an Uber, the Uber guy is listening to Alex Jones, The Great Reset. I swear to God. I'm like, what is this?
This is bigger.
It's awesome, bro. I love, like, yes. Turn it up.
This is bigger now. Yep. This is bigger than more people realize now. Because there was a lot of people, there was that closet, you know, Republican vote or Republican voter or whatever, supporter. And they just, you know, whatever. But that speech and then raiding the president's home and every day, MAGA Republican, Trump MAGA Republicans are the problem, not the mainstream Republicans. Dude, you're calling out half the country. So if you're going to call us out, let's go. Mm-hmm. We're not going to fist fight you because that's what you want. If we fist fight right now, we go. Now we got DOJ and we got more, you know, they can do more things. But we're going to beat you at the ballot box. We're going to get involved. When you get in front of, in our face, we're going to hit you with facts. And you're going to be the ones that have to turn around and run away. Because it doesn't work anymore. You want to groom children. Not happening anymore. People are fighting against it and they're not used to it. You know, people taking over school boards. They're not used to it. This country is starting to finally heal from all this chaos. The world is starting to heal. Okay? People forget it. I know we got a whole show to do. Just think about what happened in Sweden 2 weeks ago. This Sweden, Bernie Sanders' wet dream of what he wants for America is now make Sweden great again. The Swedish Democrats, the Democrat, because over there, their term Democrat is actually right wing, right?
Right.
So the Progressive Party and the center right, which is, you know, also progressive, they lost majority in Sweden. Sweden is now a populist nation. The prime minister after that election, within 5 minutes, resigned. So guys, I mean, you've seen it in Italy. Italy's about to have their elections next week, and that's supposed to go, that's insane right now.
of how Brazil. Far right that's
going. We've seen in Brazil with the popularity of Bolsonaro.
Yeah. I mean, we saw it in France. Yeah. We saw it in France, even though the lady didn't win, but in their parliament vote, they gained more seats. So now Macron doesn't have complete supermajority. So you're seeing a populist movement, and that's what's scaring the shit out of them here in America. So that's why you're hearing a lot of these threats now. Oh, we got to go after Republican, MAGA Republicans, and their domestic. It ain't working anymore.
No.
Because people see through that bullshit.
And you know how it's not working because they're trying to suppress the, even like Twitter, YouTube, all of them. They're suppressed. So for example, and we're going to get to this, but the new Disney movie that's coming out for Ariel. What is it? Little Mermaid. Drops, right? And instantly, it becomes a race issue. Instantly, it's like, oh, well, why are people upset that she's now black, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, these same people would complain if they turned, any black Disney character into a white character. You know what I mean? Like, these are the same people who would, cancel Disney. But it's that, I don't want to get into that conversation just yet because I do want to cover the Martha's Vineyard. But Jeremy, did you have anything for...
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So we're not going to do the J Files. Bam, bam, bam. And I was already.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The J Files. J Files.
Oh, I guess I wasn't. Never mind.
Well,
I pressed a button.
It's the 200th episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you should have been ready.
It's a 200th episode, and we're still losing members in the middle of the show.
Yeah, what happened to Jules? I don't see her anymore.
I don't know.
Can you guys text her and find out if she can? What happened? Box. Is she going to join? Or I guess she might have been waiting and I completely missed it.
I think she was having network connectivity issues, right? Wasn't that what she was saying?
Thank you, Heidi, for those healing words.
However,
let's talk some Ron DeSantis now that we're talking about fighting back.
He's my hero.
Somebody, please, Republicans, take note. Follow Ron DeSantis' lead. Like, I think if a lot of Republicans just follow that blueprint, so what does he do? Ron DeSantis sends two airplanes carrying 50 migrants to Martha's Vineyard, the epicenter or the mecca of a liberal utopias, Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. And like I said, I think every red state needs to do this. So what happens? They get there and the entire media industrial complex freaks out. They are going crazy. They were even throwing out terms like, this is human trafficking. They're exploiting illegals. We weren't ready. Nobody called us and told us they were coming. They were just
like, nobody calls me and says they're coming to Arizona to deal with this. Yeah.
They were beside themselves at the audacity. And that's how you knew that this was a win. And I loved all the freaking everything that I was watching on this. They went down on it. Now, let me read a little bit about this story because Ron DeSantis. Oh, shit. Hold on. That's a video. Ron DeSantis is not just, fighting on this front, which is on the border issue front. He's fighting on all fronts. Let me read to you the story here. So here's CNN. OK. And I'm going to read to you this headline. So was it 24 or 48? Because I heard 24 hours and then there was like 44 hours. But I guess they were there for a total of 44 hours, there. But I think they started getting them out of there within 24 hours.
Yeah, they put them on the bus first thing in the morning.
Yeah, and guess where they took them? Like, they got rid of them so quick and they took them to a military base. Was it Cape Cod?
Yeah, but here's the thing. So before you read the story, let's paint the rest of the picture. Because, it's a couple days old, but still. People need to understand, they activated the National Guard for 50 migrants, 50 Venezuelans dropped off in Martha's Vineyard. It was a humanitarian crisis all of a sudden. Now we need the National Guard. The National Guard greeted them, put them on a bus, got them the hell out of there, and put them on a military base in Cape Cod, which they will be put on a bus or a plane to be sent back to Florida, which then should be met by DeSantis and all them and send them right back.
If there ever was a place in the United States that could afford 50 migrants, that could afford to house them, not only just had the room, but had the financial resources to be able to do this, it would be Martha's Vineyard. And these are the liberals that supposedly love these policies. These are the guys who are pushing for this. They're like, oh, and in fact, they call the themselves donors. A sanctuary city, right? These are the same people who support these ideas. And the second that they show up in their backyard, oh no, we can't have this. We're generous, but not on our backyard.
not with our money in our backyard. Exactly. No.
We don't want him here. We don't want him here.
Get him out.
You don't actually see that I have 3 casitas and they're all empty right now. You don't see that. You don't see that I have room that I could house 15 of these, 15 to 25 of these. Yeah, no.
So Saul, you had mentioned that they were basically going to put them on an airplane and ship them back to Florida.
They first put them out on a military base to Tim's point in Cape Cod. And some of them were going to be sent back to Florida because according to the news, they had family in Florida. Right. This is and they had reported that they were promised that they were going to have living, that they were going to have all this. Now, I don't see if we follow what the liberals say, that they are opened arms and they're sanctuary cities. What Ron DeSantis and what they told those immigrants was true. You will have housing because these people, it's a sanctuary city. They're going to take care of you. So they weren't lied to. Right.
No.
And then the media just throws out the term human trafficking. Like we've been talking about human trafficking for all this long. All of a sudden it goes to that island and oh, fuck this. We can't have this. What hypocrites, bro. Right. Like I'm.
They're not planning on sending all 50 back to Florida. It's just the ones that actually have a place to stay
in Florida and others
with family.
Yeah. A lot of them have family and whatnot in Florida. That was their final destiny. Right.
What, do you have any idea how many was it?
I mean, there's only 50, so probably 30 out of that 50 Florida is a big haven for Venezuelans.
We knew they were going to do this, right? We knew that they had to put a show for the media so that people can think, oh my God, yeah, they're trafficking people. Oh my God, yeah, this is, you know, it's horrible. Why? How can they do that? They had to put that show so that people can think, wouldn't think logically, right? Like, oh yeah, this is exactly what they've been doing. Why is this all wrong? It was all a show for the media, for sure.
But this is what blows my mind away, is that these people, one crazy progressive that lives on the island, they interviewed her and she's like, we don't have enough room for these people on this island. We don't have enough housing. We don't have the infrastructure. Lies. We could barely have housing for the people that live on this island. And I'm like, y'all melting down over 50 in your rich ass neighborhood. I mean, Bowser's bitching about it. They're all bitching about it. They're all bitching. We don't have the infrastructure. But
I saw a picture, just in contrast, a picture of Obama's latest birthday party. A fucking huge ass tent. All those 50 people could have fit in there. You're talking about you don't have room. Fuck out of here. These people are so fake.
But that was the noise. You know what the true signal of all this is, or the truth is why they're freaking out? Because they keep saying they're Venezuelan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Something else just came out real quick, and I know you want to read the CNN article,
but you
have to remember, the most important part of this story isn't that Ron DeSantis dropped him there. Venezuela, it just came out through DHS, whether it was a leak or whatever, it just got reported that Venezuela has been emptying out their jails and sending them up to the border to come into this country. So we're getting the criminals. So when they keep saying 50 poor Venezuelans and a couple kids on there, no. What they really wanted tell you what really they don't want to admit to you is that those are 50 criminals that are now into this country sitting in the richest area of the United States of America. And you know what they don't want? They don't want those fuckers on there fucking killing them, because that's exactly what they would do. They would kill those motherfuckers. Okay. Nice. And by them saying, oh, it's cruel and humane and backfired.
Yeah, because they're saying that is so that they're trying to say that that's going to, South Florida is not going to support him anymore because how can he do this? And that's what they're doing. Well, just so that they can try
to support Tim's point here. I saw a TikTok video and Tim also forwarded to me this of an actual Venezuelan gang member talking in Spanish, saying, hey man, there's a bunch of us, you know, from whatever gang we're right here in the United States, and we're about to wreak havoc. Okay. So this is not speculation. This is not fake news. This is happening. And so to Tim's point, did those people in Martha's Vineyard have a reason to be concerned? Sure. But so does the rest of the country. When you have a wide open border and when you're incentivizing people to come here, right? Because I would be for all open borders, but don't give people free handouts, okay? None of right. this fucking free handout. You come and you work hard, right. Sure. But what they're coming here is because they're being promised and they're being taken care of. To Heidi's initial point by Margaret Thatcher, people yearn to be taken care of more than they yearn for liberty. And that is the fundamental issue. And we keep seeing it happen. And you see it in all their policies. And to them, we need to be generous, right? To them. But how are they going to implement that? Are they going to inspire to be generous with their own money? No. They're going to force you to be generous. Now, again, the reason we had a war was because of this goddamn thing where taxes are getting spent for things that we don't support.
To Jules' point, where they were saying they were doing the spectacle in the media, oh, they're not going to support Ron DeSantis in Florida, Abbott in Florida. Recent polling shows everybody absolutely loves what they're doing to prove the point. El Paso is a Democrat city. El Paso's mayor has sent in the last like 3-4 months, like 12, like in the teens, full of buses to New York City.
Yep.
And they're actually they're asking the government for reimbursement now because they're like, you guys are infiltrating. You guys have flooded us. We need to get them out of here because we don't have the infrastructure for it. Like everybody says, there's no infrastructure, but everybody thinks Arizona and Texas absolutely have the infrastructure for them.
Sure.
But what they really are trying to say is no. All brown people in this country live down there. So, that's where they feel probably more comfortable living. That's what they really want to see.
Ducey's been sending them up to Seattle and Ducey's been shipping them out too.
But really, what they all need to be sent to is the fucking southern tip of fucking Argentina. That's where the buses should be taking them.
You know where they need to go?
Okay.
The United States, Washington, D.C. Yeah. Dump them all in Washington, D.C. They're the assholes that are fucking this all up.
Yep.
Dump them all right in the White House.
Somebody did.
No.
Somebody did take them to D.C.
Abbott's bussing them right to Kamala's fucking house.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yep, that's where
Kamala Harris, they're showing up on her front yard.
Guys, all 5 million of them.
Biden has been doing this since forever. Biden was sending them all across the country in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
They've been doing this
January 22nd.
They've been sending them everywhere. The second that Florida says, well, on second thought, no, we're going to send them up to you. Oh, well, now it's human trafficking. Yeah. So was it human trafficking when Biden was doing it?
Exactly.
No, it was.
Yes.
So they fact checked it. PolitiFact fact checked it and said, no. The Biden administration is not sending people in the middle of the night with nobody knowing. What they're doing is they're chartering flights and sending them out in the middle of the night so that and not telling anybody. About it, so they're not met with opposition. I'm like,
this is what
they're putting out as a fact checking. And I'm like, you mother, these people. But again, but real quick, and then we got to keep moving. And we talked about this briefly in the last episode. All of this open borders and welcome refugees and everything, this is 100% part of the Great Reset. This is one of the main components of the Great Reset. No, this is in there. This is not a conspiracy theory anymore, guys. You know, this is them writing it. This is the UN. This is what the World Economic Forum and all of them are saying about the Great Reset, is that refugees and open borders are supposed to be tolerated by everybody. If you don't, you're a bigot, a Nazi, a xenophobic, a piece of shit, you know, everything else in the world. So this is a major component. This is why they're freaking the fuck out. Because now it's in their neighborhood.
And that's fake because if they really believe that, then they would force these countries like China, like Russia. I don't know. They're not part of it. But you know what I mean? Like they would. They would stop making business with these countries if they really did support that with the Muslim world. Right. You talk about the freaking extinction of populations. Look at the Christians in Iraq. There's hardly any of them left. As soon as they took over. Mm-hmm. There's no Christians left in Iraq. You want to talk about diversity. Why do we talk about diversity in the Western world, but not in those countries? That's how you know they're fake.
Oh,
they're liars. And to the point that we say all the time, this is why you have to remain steadfast in our ideas, in our values, and we have to be vocal about it. I'm done, you know, apologizing or being quiet. I wear it loud, proud.
No more.
And in fact, I was saying the story the other day, and I, you know, it surprised Jeremy, but you know, to me, when somebody starts telling me, "Oh no, well, the vaccination's for your own," shut the fuck up. I'm serious, bro. I'm not to that point. No. Because I'm not going to be quiet no more, bro. You are not going to make me be scared to voice my opinion in the fear that offending. They don't care. They don't care. So I won't either. We have to be vocal about this shit, and we have to punch back, because it is this mentality of staying quiet for the avoiding confrontation. Oh, I don't want to, you know, no, it is that shit, that mentality that's gotten us here, because we've been too, we just go along to get along. Let's not make any waves. No, done. Shut the fuck up. No, you're not going to shut this country down again. I'm not playing with you. I'm not doing it.
They would kill you in a heartbeat and not think twice about it as being fascist. Yeah,
exactly.
So remember that. These people hate you. If you do not march to their beat, you are their enemy. There's no, they are not going to, compromise with you. It's their way. Their way of thinking or no way. And you see this with every topic. And it's the same people over and over again crying that, it doesn't work anymore because people are stepping the fuck up. Okay. This is a major thing. It's a awakening of the people, and the people are done. We're not stamping back from you. And this could have been quashed in 2020 if people would have had more of a fucking backbone. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. We didn't know. But if we would have all stepped up in the beginning, like how we are now with a lot of this shit, this doesn't happen no more. California, all of them, they can shut down, but Arizona and everywhere else, they would have never shut down.
Right.
You work for the people. The people do not work for you.
That's why I love Carrie Lake's response to these reporters.
Yes.
I love that woman.
She's awesome.
You know, from the beginning, because I know we had conversations about when she was started running. And I think, Tim, you were like, well, I'm not sure about her. And I'm like, I don't know. I just, the way she was talking immediately, I knew, you know, maybe she's just, you know, giving fodder to the, you know, to the right. But I don't know, man. The more and more she talks, the more and more I'm like, hell yeah, I'm all in for Carrie Lake.
Exactly. Yeah. The more and more she's gone on, absolutely, because she's hitting the right points. Because I didn't want to deal with, I like Trump, but I don't want to hear about 4 years of Nazism, right? When she goes now, yeah, she talks about the stolen election, but what she's doing is she's not talking about the stolen election anymore, right? A lot of people, it's there, we're talking about it, but you know, we got to focus on how we're going to win the election. By saying we're going to just decertify, nah, people are kind of past that because people can't pay their bills. The grocery prices is through the roof. We have an immigration problem. Talking about 2020, living in the past. Yes, we got to fix the past, but what are we going to do going forward? And she has good answers and solutions. So when she talks to the media, she's not just saying you're fake news, you're a piece of shit. I'm telling you what I'm going to do. We're going to do X, Y, and Z day one.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to respond to that because normally you get the bullshit from people, right? Like they're going to do horrible, horrible things, but they never tell you what they're going to do to fix it. Why? You can't just vote for somebody because they say, well, I got the right plan, but I'm not going to tell you until you elect me. She's telling you what she's going to do. And she tells you straight up, she goes, this is a job interview. And she says this in all her interviews now. She goes, this is a job interview. I'm interviewing for a job to the people of Arizona to elect me. It's a job interview for me. And she's like, Katie Hobbs, when she doesn't debate, she doesn't do anything. She is avoiding the job interview because her policies most people wouldn't agree with. If you put her on a debate stage and say, okay, so in respect to abortion, what do you we saw that you wrote that you agree with abortion up to, you know, the up until birth. And she's like, I never did that. And she's like, well, here's the legislation that you wrote supporting that. And here are all the articles and interviews you said you support that. She wouldn't know what to say because they're not used to Republicans actually going, here are the facts, dude. They're not used to you stepping up to them. They're used to being the bully, and now they're the ones being quote unquote bullied by facts, by their own words.
They're running out of lies. That's
right. And people are seeing through the bullshit now because they're going, huh. What she's saying, it makes sense.
They can't keep up with their own lies either. And I think that's why they're It's like, wait, what did we say last year?
Right.
Or wait, exactly. What? Yeah. Yeah. So, and people are catching them.
What did we promise and who did we promise to? Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question. You had mentioned obviously the government way overstepped their authority by shutting down not only this country, but basically the world. Governments all over the place just way overstepped. Has there been any attempt at all within the U.S. legislature to pass some sort of law that says the government cannot do this?
Arizona, not at the federal level, but states are doing that. Yeah.
States are passing their own law saying
Florida, Arizona.
The government.
Yeah.
Well, how does that work as far as the federal government goes? Because
the federal government can't enforce it. They don't have a police force. And this is why Biden.
14th Amendment, too, right? Or 12th Amendment, that if it's not in the Constitution, then it goes down to the states.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess my thought is, right, let's say if 45 of the 50 states pass the similar law saying that we realize the government does not have the authority to do this and the government shall never do it again. But you're still going to have states, New York, California,
they'll go
whatever.
Broke.
That's my point, right? They're going to throw their hands up whenever someone sneezes, shut everything down again. And then the federal government is going to be expected to bail them out. Well, guess what? The federal government consists of all 50 states. So the 45 states that have decided they're not going to allow this to happen are going to end up paying for the five that still let it happen.
But check this out. Now you got to remember one other thing. And this is what they're scared about because people are calling for this, is if right now I think there's close to 30 states that are Republican. If a couple more flip, they can actually call a convention, the convention of the states, where the states can, that's how they can amendments am-
yeah,
kind of
they can get, amend the Constitution.
You can amend the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So they could put that in there where you can't mandate XYZ. And this is what they're afraid of, is that if enough states wind up flipping back to Republican, that they're going to call a convention of the states and they're going to amend the Constitution to where a lot of this crap they're pulling is going to get pulled away. That is one thing, because you talk about succession, but this is like the opposite of what they can do.
Even if that didn't happen, let's say, for example, there is a challenge, right? So say, for example, Biden says executive order, shut down the country. Okay. And Ron DeSantis alluded to this back during that time. Any federal agent who is going to try to enforce this will get arrested on the spot in the state of Florida. So all, and he doesn't have and this is another reason why you should your eyebrows should go up when you hear about the IRS agents getting freaking police, they're now carrying weapons and they're going to be able to enforce
federal police.
Basically, they want to create a federal police, which is look at a great country that it did this, Mexico. And I was recently in Mexico. It only promotes corruption. A country like Mexico is everybody knows this. It's run by bribes. This is what happens when you have a police force that is too strong, that is federal, because the local states can't control them. They only answer to the president. And this is why, again, we should go off in your head when you hear of a federal agency being militarized like this, like an IRS, because this is their plan. Eventually, they want to have it. Biden wants to be able to send an IRS agent to use lethal force. But again, in states like Florida, where Ron DeSantis has said, hey, any federal agent, any FBI agent who tries to enforce something that the state does not agree to and is not in the Constitution will be arrested on the spot. This is how you fight back. So is this, murmurings of a revolution or a civil war? Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's building up to that. And hopefully it doesn't.
We've been in a civil war since 2015, since 2016.
Right now, it's not, violent yet. Mm. Because when you talk about revolutions, they can turn violent. And I hope it doesn't come to that. But, do not, think twice that if they do push that far, that people will stand up. And that's, one of the beauties of the way that this system was created. The states are testing grounds for ideas. And this, again, this is how our republic works. And that's the beauty in it. And decentralized power. Whereas, to Tim's point, the Great Reset is centralized power. And not just centralized from a federal government. They want to centralize this shit for the world. Okay.
Yeah.
I did want to talk about Disney's The Little Mermaid. Have you guys seen the new trailer for this? Who hasn't seen it?
No.
Yes, okay. I have.
Right. I have not. No.
Okay, so let's talk about this. So let me show you. Now, again, for the left, they can't create anything new. Okay. I'll always think about this from the for leftists. They never create anything new. They're trying to reuse something that already existed, but they now recycle. They're recycling. But look, and I wouldn't have an issue with this if it was just this. But there, it's across the board. It's everywhere. You know
Remember
what I mean?
Andy? Like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry for cutting you off. Right.
Well, let me play yep. the video and then we'll react to it. And again, if you oppose this, you're a racist.
You're everything.
Yeah. You're everything under the sun.
Wish I could be part of that world.
Okay, so it's a remake of the classic. I think I watched this when I was a kid.
Little Mermaid.
How long ago was this movie made?
It's my favorite movie. In the 90s. Actually.
Oh, yeah, it was a long time ago. My parents watched it on VHS.
Yeah, it was from the 90s.
Watch it on VHS tape. So, you know, it's
came out in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. We had all the Disney ones.
I never heard of it. I never watched it. I had no reason to ever watch Disney.
So, we had a conversation about this, Hollywood going woke. And where they're now trying to, the goal here, and again, the issue is not, and for the listener who hasn't seen this, Ariel is now black and, you know, they've changed her. Now, the issue is not that she's a different race now. The issue is that, again, if you turn on television today, any commercial that you see has to have a certain amount of diversity. So it is this push to bring more diversity into the movies, into everything. And I saw a video, I saw a TikTok video that was funny because a lot of people were posting that, you know, their children, you know, black kids who were reacting and they're like, oh, you know, she's, you know, and now I can relate to Ariel, you know, which is a lie. How many movies and shows did I watch growing up? And I you know, like Superman, and we all wanted to be Superman. I wore, you know, the cape and running around and all that mess. Right?
No, you didn't.
Did I feel like I wasn't, you know what I mean? Like I couldn't relate because I wasn't white and freaking, you know what I mean? Like this is the mentality. And so what they've done, and this is genius marketing, I think in their part, we'll see. But what they've done is they took a movie or a show or whatever, something that has already a fan base. And they're now putting this, changing this so that they could bombard you with this that you cannot be racist and you need to accept this and this is coming, whatever. Diversity. Diversity is our strength. And so they're pushing this down down your throat. And if you oppose this just because, like, wait, hold on, why are we doing this? Why can't we just create a new movie? Like that's what I said. There's nothing new. All they do is they take something, they've now applied their diversity hashtag on it, and if you oppose it or if the film sucks, they will blame white supremacy on this. This is the tactic. This is why they did it. It isn't because they want more diversity. It is because they want to be able to virtual signal and say the movie bombed because there's a lot of white supremacy out there in the world. And again, I wouldn't say this if this was the only movie. We talked about The Rings of Power. Right, a show that came out. I'm a big Lord of the Rings fan, okay. And this the show comes out, and has all this diversity. They've completely changed the Lord of the Rings lore. They don't follow it. They don't follow anything that J.R.R. Tolkien wrote. Again, just these are just two examples, but it's happening everywhere, dude. I'm sorry, I'm going off on tangent here, but again, it's the leftist agenda, and normalizing this. Diversity and they're lumping all this shit together. I know you guys were watching, Tim, you're watching House of Cards, okay? And maybe this might be two different topics, but I'm just going to put them all out there. House of Cards, if whoever's not watching this, is moving into the realm of pedophilia, and they're not pumping House of Cards.
Huh? It's not called House of the Dragon.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking.
I was
like,
wait a minute. Show. I was going to text you about that too, by the way. Sorry. But that's a whole other conversation.
House of the Dragon, which is the new Game of Thrones. Thanks, Tim. So
you're welcome.
If you watch this shit, they're trying to normalize pedophilia. A fucking 60-year-old, 70-year-old king looking at an 8-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Sick. These people are sick, man. And again, maybe the Little Mermaid is not as far out there. But again, it's this whole diversity. Because today, they change it to this. Tomorrow, they will demand that it be a trans something. So
I think that's what people need to be more focused on. I don't see anything wrong with that. The woman who's playing Little Mermaid, she's beautiful. She's got a great voice. They keep the hair effects.
The same crowd that supports this would be completely opposed. Think of any black princess in the Disney shows. If they change that character to a white one, believe me, this crowd would be up in arms, demanding that Disney be canceled. So we have to be consistent with this. Okay, go ahead, Tim.
Yeah. But my biggest concern with all this, we know why they're doing this. Right. Disney's not doing this because they give a shit. This is all about, again, I'm not going to shut up about this. This all ties back to now, this is part of the ESG goals, right? This is part of that social and governance stuff about diversity, equity, inclusion. They don't give a shit about this. They have no choice but to do this. All these companies that do this woke shit, they're at a point they do not have control over their own companies. When you look at who owns the largest voting blocks and owns all their stock, it's the companies like Vanguard, BlackRock, and all this that own all this and say, hey, Disney, guess what? If you don't follow these rules, you can't get credit. You will not be on the S&P 500. We will sell your stock and tank you if you do not follow these rules. This is why all these companies are just like, well, I'm fucked. We put all this trust into Larry Fink and all these guys to buy up all our stuff, be the largest shareholders, put it in everybody's portfolios. But now we're at their mercy because they gave us this score. And I'm sorry. Most companies are all out of pocket on this. And I know where it's coming from. So yeah, it's great. She's a beautiful, when you see the character, beautiful, and I don't give a shit, but I know where it's coming from. And people aren't, they're looking at it from that angle, like, oh, they're just remaking it for this woke shit. But you have to understand, we all need to understand where this woke shit is coming from. And it's the same groups that always cry foul and racism and Nazism if you don't agree with it. But that's their word. And you just have to look at them and say, shut the fuck up. I don't listen to you. This is why they're doing it. You have to expose why they're doing this. Not that they did it, because they're all going to do it. Every movie, and we didn't know this a couple of years ago when we started seeing it with Annie and everything. Oh, they're all going woke, the Ghostbusters thing. But this has been building up. But now, because we're all getting more educated and more people are talking about it, we're all researching it, we're reading books. You know what I mean? And now you're going, oh, this makes sense. They're not doing it because they give a shit about diversity. They're doing it because they have no choice.
Well, they're losing a lot of people too.
Well, I think this is where they fail. Where if you the point where you're making, where they're remaking things that are already there, trying to, you know, appease or come at for a certain audience to prove their points. But if they truly wanted to, again, there's places who, for instance, like Dolls, right? There was notoriously like only one type of doll. And now you can go to American Dolls and you can see, and you can actually pick the different colors. And I'm going to tell you, it is great. It's not about, it's just having the option. So you don't have a standard, Caucasian doll with blonde hair. That's all there is. And that's what you have.
I agree.
Does a kid really, really care? It's subconscious. Subconsciously, there's something happening there. So I don't have a problem with them making that, making the princess black or whatever. My thing is, create a new story. Yes. Why are you trying to take something that's already done?
Right.
Create a better story. Create another story. That's where it goes to me, where I'm like, you guys are doing this for like fraud.
Right.
Right. But that's, they're not, they don't care. That's why I say they don't care, right? Yes, if you really care, create a brand new story, right? Create new content that allows right. that. But you're not. You're basically erasing what you already made billions on, and they know they're going to lose,
right.
but they don't care because what happens is they turn around and say, "We'll give you more money. You can go now get bigger loans because you're bankrupt. We'll bail you out because you're following suit." This is what people don't understand. Your money is funding all this. And then when you lose your money, they get a loan to bail themselves out while you get fucked again. And you have no choice but to put your money into these portfolios that own these stocks. You have no choice. Like you cannot be in a corporation that offers 401k. You cannot opt out of it now. It used to be you didn't have to have one. They made a law a couple of years ago that every person that works in a corporation, that if they offer a 401k, you have to put 4% of your check guaranteed.
What?
You can, yes, you cannot opt out of it.
That's not true. My company.
Q did say that Disney is a distraction.
We don't know because we all have them already. We didn't have to worry about it. Dude, 60.
Yeah, but you can decide how much you're going to put into it. You can say whether you're not.
4%
you know what I mean?
Minimum.
So,
4% minimum. You have to do the minimum of 4%.
I don't think so. Not for my company. Not yet, at least. I haven't seen that.
You get automatically enrolled.
With that, changing out people, remember when everything just started happening? I don't know if that was 2020 or what, but when my husband is the one who actually notified me of this and was like, and I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that. That was how subliminal things are, or at least I wasn't paying attention to it. When they changed Jake from State Farm and they made him look like Drake, or they made him black. Yeah. That was the one that's like, what? Yeah.
They've been doing this forever, and people,
Sebastian, look, I said this before. So even YouTube, I don't watch ads, and I haven't watched live TV for a long time. But one time I don't know where I was at, somebody's house or something, and I watched the commercial for the first time in years, right? And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, every single commercial is racially diverse. Every single one. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was like, what is happening right now? What is this? But they're not even honest, an honest representation of the country, because if you really wanted to take an honest representation of the country, there's still a vast majority of white people.
Exactly.
So the commercials, and again, this is not the thing, but to me, it's the agenda that's behind this. And the agenda is telling us that we are racist because there's more white people in commercials. And where we should say really this is what you're focused on. This is the hill that you're gonna die on.
Yes.
Left. And it is, to Tim's point. This is their goal, because it creates division. Again, to Tim's point, this is the plan. The plan is to destroy everything that we have already, so that they can do what? Build back better. We used to think this was Biden's thing. No. This is the Great Reset.
They all said
the
it.
Great Reset is the author, Klaus Schwab, of this idea, of this, we have to destroy it to rebuild it. That is Build Back Better, folks. This is so think about how they're talking. Yep.
Well, now to your point, Jeremy, I know you asked the question earlier. How did all these countries do this? If you're a poor country, right? If you want loans and everything, the IMF, and they got exposed. It came out. The IMF basically told them, hey, and the central banks, hey, if you do this, if you lock down your country, we'll give you loans. So they told them to lock down their citizens, and they will get rewarded for it, right? Okay. Bankrupt it, because then we're going to help you build back better. Go to Africa. John Kerry flew over there on his private jet that emits more carbon dioxide, more CO2 than anything in the world, right? When they're worried about that, to go to Africa to tell them how to create sustainability, green energy, and how they got to be more green, right? Because it's about, if you bankrupt the third world nations, right? You get the third world nations, you bankrupt the first world nations, but now they're all in collapse. Now you can say, hey, we have a problem. We're going to react, but we now, the same people that created the problem, we have the solution. We have the solution to your problem, but you have to trust us. But the same people that created it are telling you we have the solution. So people need to remember this. When people say, hey, we need to do this, but we have the solution, so vote for it. No. You created the problem.
Yeah.
Inflation exists because of this administration. And then they say, hey, to get out of it, you need to keep electing us because we're the only ones that know how to get out of it. No, you're the ones who caused this fucking problem. But people, that this used to work. People used to believe this, but not anymore. It ain't working no more because people go, wait a minute. We have nothing, but you give $100 billion to Ukraine and you keep calling for more. But we got a drinking water problem still in Jackson, Mississippi that we don't want to address that would probably cost $5 million to get the Army Corps of Engineers out there to fix it in a day. But no. We're going to go give all that shit to Zelensky because Putin's the enemy. We got to protect their borders. We got to protect their sovereignty. What about our sovereignty? But no, if you say that, you're a fucking Nazi. You're a domestic terrorist. You're an enemy of the people. If you don't believe in that, again, the Ukraine flag became a symbol of saying, if you do not agree with the Ukraine flag and that war, you are an asshole. You're a Nazi.
Yeah.
What? I don't give a fuck about them. I feel bad for them, but I got other problems.
And
here,
we all know what was happening. That was a Biden paying back, people who funded him, basically. Yeah. That's what this was. And to Tim's point, you know, this battle is being fought on many fronts, with inflation, because right now that shit is skyrocketing, folks. There's a correction that's coming and we need to be prepared for that. Also, the targeting of free speech that these fools are doing. They're still political prisoners. I think still some out there from January 6th. The woke agenda. That is pervasive. It's pervasive. It's a cancer that's pervasive. And again, to this tip trailer here that we saw of, you know, if it's just one, who cares, whatever, right? But no, this is a whole agenda that is taking over media, fashion, every aspect of our lives now. And that if you don't support it, if you don't go along with it, then you are a racist. You are a white supremacist. Again, go just watch episode 3 of House of the Dragon. And you're going to see how they try to normalize a fucking 60, 70 year old man with an 8 year old child. Sick. These people are sick. That. Disgusting.
I just
human
started
beings.
Watching Games of Thrones.
Yeah.
Finally. And you see that a little bit.
Worse.
This is worse.
Know, maybe when Games of Thrones came out, you know, we weren't that really like, oh, okay, there's an agenda behind this.
It was incestuous at that, you know.
Now that I've been watching it, I'm in season 3, by the way.
Wait a minute, what is going on here? The whole thing starts out with the ancestral relationship.
Right. So incest,
the whole thing is caused by this relationship.
But the things you start seeing and you're going, oh, wait a minute. They've been slowly introducing these things to where you start looking and go, oh, well, it's fictional, it makes sense for that
time.
And
I'll tell you this, because I watch reaction videos, and let me just say this. I watch reaction videos, and to your point, Tim, where it's subtle at first, and now it's overt, and now it's even getting worse, because these people who reacted to this, again, I think I've shown you guys some videos of these girls, and when they present this topic, again, a fucking 60-year-old man with an 8-year-old child, this is what they said. Oh, it's Game of Thrones. This is what they do. It's like, no, this is sick. This is sick, and you cannot normalize it, and you have to condemn it. Again, I stopped watching that show. It's shit. To me, anything that tries to normalize this and say that it's okay, it's sick. I don't support it.
Well, and you know, so also with this latest episode, you know what they also normalized? So it wasn't just the 8-year-old and the 8-year-old, but then they normalized, a 40-year-old and quote unquote, you know, what the girl is like, the princess is like 16, 13 or 14 or something. Like. So now you introduced the MAMBY, right? The minor attracted people, right? You introduced that concept, right? Then
are you coming?
That's what they're changing, they're trying to take away MAMBY.
You can't call it pedophilia.
MAMBY, whatever. They got rid of the term, well, away from the word pedo, and now it's minor attracted person or some Mappy. Shit like that. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to put it into the letter people.
Yeah.
They're trying to put it into the flag. And there's alphabet. No, seriously. Mm-hmm. So they're normalizing that, right? Because that's part of the Game of Thrones story. But then they went a step further where the king found out about it and he gets really pissed at the princess. But then at the end of the show, I always forget what they're called. I call them the doctors, but you know, whatever, the people that with the medicine people. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he goes into the princess thing and he goes, hey, this is a potion. It's a gift from your father to help wash away any potential consequences or bad decisions.
Abort the baby, basically.
He basically gave her an abortion potion. Okay. So I'm watching this going, wait a minute. Is this really happening right now? Am I watching pedophilia,
incestuous
grooming, incestuous? But this is how half these kids get raped by their own family members. So you're literally watching everything what we've been talking about for fucking 3 years, and then tops it off by giving this child the fucking abortion medicine and normalizing abortion. I'm going, holy shit, this is insane.
What's her name? It's normalized. Candace Owens. Had a show right now that she came back from her pregnancy that she had. She had a show where she was talking about this shit, the normalization of this crap. And she was talking about how even, you know, in right now in porn, incestual relationships, all that is being promoted. It's being pumped. And with mm-hmm. pornography being so easily available, all this shit is, and kids, young people, very young people are starting to watch this at an earlier age. And again, it's causing a lot of issues, ripples across, you know, generations. And we may not feel those repercussions of this shit until much later. So, you know, if you're a parent, be vigilant what your kids are watching. Yeah, just because the shit is out there and they're making it readily available. And why is that so common? And they cover this. This is very interesting. And obviously I'm not going to cover it all, but one of the points that they made is why are they pumping this shit out there? And it's because there's a lot of single mothers out there and see how sick they are. This is how sick they are. And so there, you're starting to see a lot of relationships now, you know, where you have somebody who's not the original father. And so you have a lot of those type of relationships, you know, that are happening now because of the breakdown of families. And so now the porn industry is pumping this because there's money to be made. It's a gold mine for these people. And so again, be vigilant. I'm not here advocating for, you know, complete censorship of everything. But what I'm saying is you vote with what you watch and with what you support. And so, you know, that's why mm-hmm. I said I'm not supporting these shows, even though I'm a big fan of Lord of the Rings. I'm not watching that shit. It is garbage. Even though I love the original Game of Thrones, it's turned to garbage. And I'm not participating in it.
And they're going to do that, you know, because they know it goes back to everything, right? Where everything starts in the household. And they know that, you know, how you raise your kids, how you... You know, your culture, yada, yada, everything starts at home. And if they can come and just, you know, walk into your house and show all this and people are going to say, oh, that's okay. It's just a show. It's fine. It's just a show. It's not out there. It's just a show. Then they're getting away with it. You know, they're infiltrating where they know it's going to work. And it's at your house.
The TV. They've been doing it forever.
It's like, mm-hmm. I think Jeremy said this one time, death by a thousand cuts, they're chipping away, chipping slowly. And to Julie's point, it's like we say, okay, well, this one, whatever, who cares? But again, it's this battle is being fought on multiple fronts, and we have to remain eternally vigilant because you know, if we lose this, you know, it's going to require a big fight. Look, I'm generally an optimist, and I believe America's best days are still ahead. But the enemy has entrenched itself today deep within our walls. It has.
It's at the door. It's at
beyond
the door.
The door.
You know, and it's beyond the door.
Yeah. I mean, when I say it's at the door, this is like, you know, this is like in the Greek, mm-hmm. What is it? You know, with the Trojan, you know, the horse is
in your house.
The city. The horse is in the city mm-hmm. and these fuckers are ready to jump out and take over. And it's on all of us, people that listen,
it's
people
not
that
even
you
hidden.
Know.
They're not hidden Trojans. They're there. Yeah.
Protect the kids. Yeah, protect
they're right the kids. In front of you.
Yeah. They're just not hidden. That's the other part. They're
yeah,
they're not...
and they're coming after our kids. And they know that. That's the scary part.
But again, but that's, you know, to the point of the great reason. They're not going after people like me and you. They're beating us into submission through our pockets and all this other crap about censorship, about losing your job and everything. But their goal is to get to the kids, and they know that. Yep. If they can normalize mm-hmm. all this shit to kids, when they become adults yeah. voting, it's normal to them to see, you know, a guy, you know, a 13-year-old seeing a guy's dick. You know what I mean? I hate saying no, shit like true. That, but they've normalized.
They had a song. Remember that song? We're coming after your kids. Yeah. They fucking yeah. sing about this shit.
They said, oh, they're lying. That's not really what's happening. Bullshit. But this is why anybody listening, anybody that you guys know, tell them to go to Rumble, look up, go to Real America Voice, subscribe to them. You can look up Turning Points thing from over the weekend, defeating the Great Reset, because they touch on all these topics. It's amazing how conservatives are now in lockstep with a lot of these conversations, right? And mm-hmm. Terry Schilling brought that up about the whole porn thing. He goes, why is it every site you go to, you know, if you want to gamble, you have to age verify yourself. You have to show proof of yes. ID, who you are and all this. He goes, why is it with porn, these 10-year-olds, they get a phone from their parents because that's normal now. And one learns about Pornhub and he goes, you don't think they're showing all their friends how to get to Pornhub and how to get around certain things? Yeah. And they broadcast it. They go, but why is it that porn doesn't need it?
They know that now, right? A lot of the kids run their parents.
Yeah.
A lot of the kids run their parents.
Problem like, number God one. Forbid you,
by design.
Yeah. It's like, God forbid you spank your kid. God forbid you put him on timeout. And, you know, and parents too, they're like, you know, oh, well, I don't think I want to punish my kid. They'll be okay.
But that's part of the schooling.
Like, no.
Right. And to mm-hmm. Jules' point, right, it's not just the families either. It's our institutions. We have college students, freshman college students that are going up to the dean that's been running that college for decades and telling them, you need to change this and you need to change that and you need to make me happy and blah, blah, blah. And these idiots are doing it. It's like, no. Mm-hmm. Shut up, little girl. Yeah. You don't tell the dean what to say and what to do. You shut up. Yep. You go to your classes. You learn what you're supposed to learn. Pay attention. Get your money's worth out. And then get the hell out of here.
But unfortunately, again, mm-hmm. this is what logically, it shouldn't happen that way. But when you look at all the endowments of all these colleges and what all that money's tied up in, they can't do it. Because guess what? It's all owned and run by the same people that manage all the money.
That's why you
and
vote
then when you look at
schools, you vote with your feet.
Yeah, right, you have to vote them out. You have to vote all these people out. And elect.
It goes back to the whole kids running their parents nowadays, right? Because mm-hmm. they can see all this stuff on their phones, on the TV shows, that it's okay to yell at your parent. It's okay to be a little brat. It's okay to curse at your parents. If they don't learn respect at home, they're not going to take it to school. And then if the whatever, a teacher says something, and then they come home and say, hey, my teacher yelled at me because I wasn't listening. Then the parents go to the school and say, why are you harassing my child?
Yep.
Well, that, like,
you know, again, because they're coming after our kids, and that's where I think, you know, they know.
But like, you have the opposite happening.
Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
You know?
But you also have the opposite happening in schools. Those same teachers are telling those kids, you don't have to listen to your parents. If you think that your gender identity, if your parents don't agree with it, they are your enemy. These teachers are teaching these kids that. They're not teaching them math and science. They are teaching them that your parents are the enemy if they don't agree with you.
Which is fine. But when those kids come home and tell that to their parents and say, well, my teacher said that if you don't approve of my, you know what? I'm going to bust your teeth open.
But they don't tell the parents that. The teachers tell them, don't tell your parents. They are your enemy. We have your back.
Yeah.
We will help you transition without telling your parents, because guess what? It's in our school code of conduct that your parents never read.
Yeah, it's because, you know, parents now, they give two shits what their kids are watching or listening.
And they don't know.
They're learning all this.
Right. No parent ever thought that if you sit by me for all these years,
people
have been going to school.
No.
No, but for all this time, we've trusted these institutions because they've always seemed to not steer us wrong, but they've been indoctrinated forever.
We said this before. I think the whole COVID lockdowns was a double-edged sword for these fools. Because a lot of parents were listening in to what these teachers were saying, and they're like, wait a minute, what? No. No. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of parents were expecting teachers to raise their kids.
There was a group of parents, and you could see it. I drove by the other day. I drove by the my high school alma mater, and I could not believe how empty the parking lot was. It's the middle of the school day. Kids are supposed to be in school learning. And I'm like, holy shit, the parking lot was practically empty. So
might have been a holiday.
A friend of mine. No, it wasn't. So let me finish. So a friend of mine who teaches at the school, I reached out to her. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe how empty the parking lot is. And they said, our enrollment numbers are so down that they're almost at the point where they could start merging some of the schools. And we're in one of the top school districts in Arizona.
Yeah. You're Deer Valley,
and,
right?
Yeah. And it's like, holy shit. For it to get to that extreme where parents, and that was exactly what COVID did, right? I mean, we're a prime example of that. One of the families that was like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
Best
My kid is not going to be
Best
raised in
did.
By that shit. I don't
Good
care what
you.
We have to do
for
a family. But a lot of parents and kids are doing that. My my
school
brother-in-law
choice.
And his wife took their kid out of school. It's like, nope, she'll do it right here. I mean, she's still in a charter so that obviously that's publicly funded, but where they can babysit what she's doing, where they can see what's happening.
So in Arizona, we've been on the forefront and the leader of school choice. Mm-hmm. So you got to remember, this last legislative session, they passed, the school voucher where the money follows the kid everywhere. Yeah. So a lot of these kids now are going to these charter schools because the money's following them there. The best thing Arizona did, get them out of this public indoctrination. And the teacher unions, you see Randy Wise, whatever her name is, she's having meltdowns on Twitter, and you just see Chris Rufo and all them. They keep hammering her. We're winning. We are winning this culture war, but there's a lot more to be done. You know, we're winning little battles, but they still own the institutions. But once you cut the funding, they lose. Yeah. Once you take their money away, they need this money. If the teacher unions don't have money in the state of Arizona, guess what? They collapse. Now, guess what? Parents are in control. That's what they fear, because parents know what's best for their goddamn kids, not a teacher. I'm sorry.
And
your job is
teachers.
To teach 1 + 1 = 2.
Woke now.
And I think it's getting to the point where, you know, a lot of parents who, I guess, didn't pay attention to what was going on, and like, you know, this whole COVID thing, it's like, wait a minute, what is going on? You know, regardless of where you stand, right? If you're, you know, a huge Democrat or a huge Republican, who cares? But your kids come first. I hope that's the case, right? With parents, kids come first. And it's like, wait a minute, what are you teaching my kids? I never taught them that, or I never, you know, like, what are we doing?
And it's not your job to teach them that.
Right, exactly.
Your job is not to teach my kid about fucking. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Right.
I think a lot of
parents now are like, wait, what is happening? So they, you know, they started paying more attention, and it's like, oh, okay, what? No, I'm pulling out my kid, or I'm changing schools.
Mm-hmm. It's about being involved. Absolutely. Yeah. No more blind, like, oh, they're doing the right things. That's what it comes down to.
Look into Moms for Liberty. That they're a conservative group, and they've been going around. They've been winning school board after school board after school board, putting, you know, good candidates in there that they vet, you know, that are more conservative about the kids, you know, kids first, you know, all that crap, family first. So you guys are parents, get engaged with them. I know everybody's busy, but this is your kids, man. This is your fucking kids. You know, I know you guys
you
are engaged, but
surprised
it helps
that there's like a lot of, like I've seen a lot of videos. Yes. Moms are always up there, you know, number one, but to see fathers like stepping up for their kids, I'm like, what the?
What? Men need
you know,
to be
because
men.
Because dads are like, you know, they're the cool ones, right? But for them to go out there and be like, what are you doing to my child? What is wrong with you? You know, I think that's great. It's great.
Yes.
I think this whole, you know, COVID thing, and now they're where they're everybody's paying attention. Like, what happened? You know, how have we been sending our kids to the school? You know, I think it's great. And hopefully a lot of people who see parents stand up for their kids are going to stand up for those parents, right? I'm not a parent. I don't have kids, but I'm like all gung-ho for parents who are stepping up for their kids, because I'm like, hey, I'll be there. You know, if you need someone to back you up, I'm there. Cause yeah, we need to protect our kids.
You're an ally.
Well, it's your future. It's your future. There's going to come a day where the generation of children beneath you and you know, that have come up behind you They're going to be the ones making the decision for you while you're in that old people's home or while you're getting your retirement money. So whether you have children or not, you have an investment too, and you're going to be absolutely impacted.
Think about these little shitheads that are being indoctrinated, and you go to the hospital in 10 years, 15 years when they're doctors, and they go, oh, wait, I need to see your voter register. Oh, you're Republican. You can't get help.
Yeah.
Because you're Republican. You can't.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You're not vaccinated. Yeah. Not this. You're not that. And I know we've gone way off topic and half this is going to get cut, but we got to bring it back.
No, it's funny because you guys bring up vaccination. One of the guys that when I was out there, he was like, hey, are you, because we had been talking about Trump and all that. And he's like, by the way, are you vaccinated? I'm like, hell no. And he's like, fist pump. I'm like, fuck that shit.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I've encountered a lot of people that, you know, they kind of ask him like, so have you gotten vaccinated? And I'm like when they hear me, I'm just like, yeah, I'm kind of gay. I'm a hardcore Republican. I haven't been vaccinated. I believe in Q. I love Donald Trump. They're like, what the fuck? Where did you come from? You know? And it's like, what? Fist pump.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Guten Tag.
Later. Peace out.
See ya.
Remember, defeat the great reset. Say it with me. Defeat the great reset.
Yes, the great awakening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Salty Show.
.com.